Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Ray Serbone. Welcome.
Howdy.
So how long have you been playing guitar, Ray?
Well, I've been dabbling in guitar since the mid-60s.
And when did you start performing publicly?
Only about 2 years ago.
Are there any other instruments you wanted to learn?
Myself, well, I did try playing the cello many moons ago.
Yeah.
But not wanting to learn to read music stopped that cold.
Mm. All right, so what are you going to be playing for us first?
My first song will be called Let the Bad Times Be.
Remember the 57 Buick that we rode to the mountains in. I remember fried chicken on the side of the road when the motor quit. My grandma made it the night before. Sandwiches cost too much. Sure beat peanut butter and jelly on white bread with no crust. Do you remember? Can you remember? The same way I see. Remembering those good times and letting those bad times be. Well, I remember those hunting trips when we left before sunrise. I remember that cold backseat and cigar smoke in my eyes. My father and my uncle were telling stories, laughing all the way. Dozed off not knowing this would be a red letter day. Do you remember? Can you remember? The same way I see. Remembering those good times and letting those bad times be. Well, I remember when we were young, my brother and I would play. I remember he was the Indians and I was Cowboy Ray. The Indians tried attacking, but they tripped on a folding chair. Of course the Cowboys won that day, but neither one of us cared. Do you remember? Can you remember? The same way I see. Remembering those good times and letting those bad times be. See, I remember my mom was there when we said our prayers at night. I remember being scared of the dark. She always left on a light. The last I love you every night and the first one every day. All those I love you shared with us, she'll always be that way. Do you remember? Can you remember? The same way I see. Remembering those good times and letting those bad times be. Remember all the good times. Let all those bad times be.
That was Let the Bad Times Be by our guest, Ray Serbone. So there was some slide guitar in that, too. Who was helping us out with that song?
My good friend, Roy Schneider.
And how did you two meet?
Well, I met my current wife, and she had told me about Roy and said, I have this friend who's in the circle of music friends she had who is a very good singer-songwriter, and brought him over the house. And that was another sort of anxious moment because at that point my playing and my repertoire was very small, and she's bringing this professional over, and I'd heard so many bad things about professional musicians. But Roy came over, and great guy, right on the money, and very encouraging, told me to keep that guitar out and keep playing. And in fact, I became so enamored with his music, I took one of his songs and adopted it.
How did that make you feel?
That was really cool. Awesome. Actually, I had never heard someone else play one of my songs that I wrote, so that was very cool.
How did the move to Florida from New York affect your music career?
Well, it took off when I got here because I met someone down here who had some friends in music, introduced me, and kind of inspired me to go out and play and learn. And Roy, who's in here with me right now, was also instrumental in that. I kind of admired his music and his playing and his writing, and he was very inspirational, helpful. He kind of gave me a little push.
Was that inspiration the same that helped you start the American Community Music Organization here in Fort Myers?
Okay, I didn't start it, but I was one of the founding members, and it was a good thing. The ACMA helped me to start writing my own songs, because it is about singer-songwriters and promoting singer-songwriters, et cetera. So it did get me going.
Are there any projects through the ACMA that you're currently working on or side things?
Not right now. We are partnered up with Hope by Song, we have, which is ACT, I believe, is what we're in. And I did take one of those songs. It's actually songs submitted by women who are recovering from battered women, et cetera, and they write their stories. And they give us their stories, and then we turn them into songs. Mm-hmm. And I've done one of those, and several of our members have done many of those songs.
It's very important music, I think.
Yes, it is.
All right, what are you gentlemen going to be playing for us next?
Our next song is called Simple Love Song.
Wanted to say what I felt for you in a song with words that have been used so many times by poets who poured out their hearts through their pens to paper in rhyme. Ends quarter notes, end 4/4 time. But simple is as simple does. So maybe I should just say I love you the old-fashioned way. So many nights I sat alone by candlelight listening to old love songs as they filled my heart an empty room, pulling all my emotions along. But all those words just sounded wrong. 'Cause simple is as simple does. So maybe I should just say I love you the old-fashioned way. Poets really know how to say the way I feel with all those clever cliches and the lines that made hearts reel. Well, I don't know. I think there's really nothing I need to steal. 'Cause simple is as simple does. So I'm just gonna say I love you the old-fashioned way. I love you old-fashioned way.
That was Simple Love Song. Where was the inspiration for the song?
That was my wife. Yeah. I met her 2 years ago. In fact, our anniversary is coming up this month in May. Mm-hmm. I wanted to write a love song. And of course, if you look at the love songs out there, there are just hundreds of thousands. So I figured simple is best. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this for her. And in fact, recorded it at Roy's little studio. And Roy was kind enough to place a mandolin in the background and provide some background vocals and touched up a little bit. And we used it as our wedding song and danced to it at our wedding, which was really cool.
Awesome. What do you think would have the biggest impact on your music right now in Florida?
In Florida? Well, the surroundings, actually, because everything I've been writing up till now is based on past life experience. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm in Florida, I'm looking around here and seeing other things to write about.
Very cool. What are you going to be playing for us next?
Our next song is Steel on Wood.
I got two brunettes and a redhead and another one chestnut brown. Don't matter which one I pick up, can't seem to put her down. Sometimes one of them calls to me and I let the other one set. Sometimes I grab that old 12 string and let her know I didn't forget. Oh, steel on wood, steel on wood. Love the way my fingers feel on that phosphor bronze mahogany on my knee. Sometimes I think there's really nothing better than that sound. Well, it started at a pawn shop. I bought a beat up piece of junk, $10 with a cardboard case, and that old man wished me luck. Cradle that baby in my arms on that hot train ride in June. Couldn't wait to get her home, play my first Bob Dylan tune. Oh, steel on wood, steel on wood. I love the way my fingers feel on that phosphor bronze mahogany on my knee. Sometimes I think there's really nothing better than that sound. Well, I practiced day and night till I got that first song down. Blowing in the wind, I think, or baby, let me follow you down. Yellow is the color of my true love's hair. And Puff the Magic Dragon and a little Scarborough Fair. Oh, steel on wood, steel on wood. I love the way my fingers feel on that phosphor bronze mahogany on my knee. Sometimes I think there's really nothing better than that sound. Fingers feel on that phosphor bronze mahogany on my knee. Sometimes I think there's really nothing better than that sound. Well, time's gone by and guitars have come and gone through all my years. That beat up old six string, but this sound in my ears. Don't matter what I'm playing, I can't seem to put her down. 'Cause her worn out strings on a beat up box that first gave me that sound. Oh, steel on wood. Steel on wood. I love the way my fingers feel on that phosphor bronze. Mahogany on my knee. Sometimes I think there's really nothing better than that sound. I got two brunettes, redhead, another one that's chestnut brown.
That was Steel on Wood by our guest Ray Serbone. So I imagine this is talking about a guitar, Steel on Wood.
Well, you kind of blew my intro there. I usually play a love song first, and then I say, well, I've played a love song for my wife, so now I'm going to play a love song dedicated to all the other women in my life. And at that point, I get glares from the ladies in the audience. But this is also a true song, every word of it, and how I started playing, how I learned a little bit, and my basic roots in guitar.
So I guess the big question is, do you still have that very first guitar you bought in New York?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Is there a specific role you think music plays in your life?
Music is probably one of the most important things in my life right now.
Is there a goal you have for music in your future?
Just to keep doing it, because it makes me very happy to be involved. Listening, playing, being a part of it, the people, the players, all of it.
What will you be playing for us next?
Next song is called Next to You. Twenty years of age, alone on the platform, holding her ticket to anywhere. She didn't see him watching her, young and handsome, soft brown eyes and wavy hair. When the train pulled in, she boarded, found her window seat, let her mind drift with the view. Then she heard his voice, and it touched her heart. Is there someone sitting next to you? Right next to you, you'll find me right next to you. She walked down the aisle, dressed in white, bouquet of flowers in her hand. Her father by her side, till they reached that place where she would accept her wedding band. Her eyes unveiled, the young man whispered in her ear before he said the words, I do. And she heard him say, and it touched her heart. Is there someone standing next to you? Right next to you, you'll find me right next to you. For 61 years, like the steel of the rails, the course of their love was bound and set. On that one special day that came every June, they boarded the train where first they met. From that window seat, she stared up at him into the eyes where she saw only truth. Then she heard him say, and it touched her heart. There is no one that can love me next to you. Right next to you, you'll find me
right next to you. Old and alone on the platform, holding her ticket to her heart. She boarded the train, slowly climbed the steps. The conductor guided her by the arm. Oh, steel wheels turned. She stared through her reflection, the way that lonely people often do. Then she felt him say, and it filled her heart, I will always be right next to you. I will always be right next to you. I will always be right next to you.
That was Next to You. And where did you draw inspiration for the song?
Well, we were on our honeymoon down in the Keys. Mm-hmm. And I had a guitar with me. It was a rainy, rainy, miserable day. And we were just kind of hanging. And the ACMA puts out, we put out little challenges to ourselves to write a song based on certain things with certain criteria. And I checked my phone and they had put a challenge out to write a song involving love, a train, and using four specific chords. So I took pencil to paper and put the guitar in my lap and went to work, and this song was born.
Where can people hear you perform?
Right now I'm just doing open mics at places like the French Connection and the Lakeview in Punta Gorda and Fred's up in Naples. Those kind of places right now.
What is it you like about open mics?
Well, it's free to play anything you like. Paid gigs kind of want you to play what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of locked in. When you go to an open mic, you get up there, you can just play whatever you want to play. And I've said it that I took a phrase from Forrest Gump,
mm-hmm.
An open mic is like a box of chocolates because you never know what you're going to get.
And I think you told me earlier, isn't that how your first performance was an open mic?
Yes,
right?
It was. Yes, it was. And it was sheer terror.
Yeah. first performances typically are. And how are you going to wrap up the show?
Well, we'd like to do a song I wrote called How Much Time. We met in our last year of high school. Couldn't believe my luck when I offered you a ride home. You climbed into my truck. Your eyes were smiling bright and wide as you slid over to my side, and I wondered, how much time would you need? How much time would you need? How much time would you need? How much time would you need before you knew you loved me? Didn't need any time at all. We stood in a dark and quiet room, looking at our new sun. Hearts beat together with the new joy we found.
And gently I reached to his side, and I took his little hand in mine. And I wondered how much time would he need. How much time would he need? How much time would he need? How much time would he need before he knew he loved me? Didn't need any time at all. Didn't need any time at all. Pages all but turned, my race is almost run. Wife's passed on and the children grown, with families of their own. And the answer to this question should be also very clear to me. How much time did I need? How much time did I need? How much time did I need? How much time did I need before I knew who loved me? Didn't need any time at all. Didn't need any time at all. Didn't need any time at all.
That was How Much Time by our guest Racer Bone. Roy Schneider on slide guitar and mandolin and other backup instruments. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. Thank you for joining us.